Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Welcome to Chris Clegg's Minor League Baseball Show. Insight on the future starts of Major League Baseball today. From in-depth scouting reports, player interviews, and can't-miss performances. If it's happening in the minors, we have you covered. Here's your host, Chris Clegg.
What is up, folks? Welcome back to the show. It is Thursday. It's August the 14th, and we're here to talk about Minor League Baseball. So yesterday I recorded the podcast and didn't turn on the 48-volt phantom power that I need for my microphone. So I recorded about a 25-minute pod and prepped for about an hour before to record a video with no audio. So I do apologize about that. We're back today. It's good to be back with you. And I'm certain that my mic is coming through right now. I've double and triple checked it. So we are getting volume and you're hearing the show. Before we get to some players, you know, the show is brought to you by Connect Roasters. It's Ian Happ's coffee company. You can find the link down in the show description. You can get two bags of Gold Glove Blend. So you get one, buy one, get one 50% off. It's a great deal. Great coffee. Got to love what they do. They do great things for the community. They have great coffee. They have some new blends that are great. The canned cold brew is fantastic. Just got some more in my fridge. So go check them out and get your order and use code Dynasty Dugout for that buy one, get one 50% off deal. We're also proud to partner with Chinook Seedery, the best sunflower seeds in the game. Chinook has all sorts of flavors. I had the Parmesan and pepper yesterday as I was sitting doing some writing. They're very good, but whatever you want, they got some new big buckets now too. It's a great time to go check out that and use the code Dynasty Dugout and get 10% off your order today. All right, let's dive in on the show. Off the top, we will talk about Isak Pacheco. Pacheco is the Tigers' third base prospect in high A. Now, this is interesting because he's been in high A for, this is his fourth year now. Now, there's been injuries that have played a factor, but Pacheco roped two home runs yesterday. This is a kid they drafted back in the second round of 2021. It was a projectable frame with potential power and questionable hit tool. And Pacheco never really got to the power or the hit tool, but this year we have seen some notable steps forward, but I do think it's important to factor in some of the things that we talked about. Like, he's 22, this is his fourth year in high A. So you think about those things, and obviously you hope that some of the breakout things we're seeing are legit, but I think there's still questions. Now, there is some notable things. We've seen the contact rate really tick up this year. We've seen the strikeout rate drop. Yes, it's still at 28% this year, but Pacheco is getting to more power. He hit two yesterday, ninth and 10th of the year, which is notable. In 330 plate appearances, his career high is 12 that he hit in 508 plate appearances in 2023. So Pacheco could be on a way to getting, you know, more buzz and certainly a career best year. Now, I'd like to see him promoted to double A. I think that'd be ideal if we saw Pacheco in double A to end the year, to kind of see, you know, against some better markers of who he is as a prospect. Right now, I think Pacheco is still kind of a wait and see approach, but he is a very interesting prospect that is worth looking at and taking a shot on. So very deep league, maybe buy back into Isak Pacheco. All right, some other hitters to note yesterday. Creed Willems homered twice in the game. He hit the ball 103, 108 on those home runs yesterday from Creed. It's been a home run display in Chesapeake this week. You've got Detroit's double A in town with Chesapeake, and Kevin McGonigal's hit three home runs in two games. His yesterday was 105 off the bat. Creed blasting him 103, 108. Creed's a fun player. Like, you look at Creed Williams and he doesn't look like a baseball player at all. It's just a short, stocky frame that it's like, you wouldn't think this guy's on a baseball field, but he does it, man. Does he play catcher? I don't know. Could he play first base? Well, maybe. We'll see. He'd be a short first baseman, but he has the bat to potentially make the majors and be somewhat of a contributor. I'm not saying that Creed's an everyday player, but I think that there's a chance he could be some sort of contributor here. So with Creed, what you get is some pop. You see those exit velocities yesterday, solid. He's up to 12 home runs and 357 plate appearances. His slash is down this year, 250, 337, 429. That is down from where he has been in the past. But the interesting thing is the contact rates have improved. Year over year, we've seen those get better. The strikeout rate's down. Like, he's checking all the boxes you want to see. It's good power, good ninth percentile exit velocity around 105. It's a 65% error rate, and Creed gets to the poolside often. Now, I saw Creed in the Arizona Fall League. I've seen him play with Aberdeen, and I've seen him in spring training. So Creed's a really fun player, good player to be around, easy player to root for. So Creed, we are rooting for you and hoping for the best, great game yesterday from him. What about Alfredo Duno? Duno is massive. He's young, by the way. And again, I just beg Daytona to get a better camera angle, please. I know that stadium's old, but come on, man. Like, got to get better cameras going on here. Duno is incredible, guys. I saw him for the first time in person over All-Star Weekend in Atlanta. This kid is massive. I mean, he's every bit of 6'5". He's strong as an ox, just a big boy. Really nice kid, too. I really liked the way he carried himself, the way he talked. Like, Duno looks like a dude, and he blasted this home run last night. He had three hits. He's been swinging a strong bat as of recently. Over the last 24 games, Duno's slashing 321, 447, 524 with three homers and 11 extra base hits. The power off the charts for a 19-year-old. We're looking at a 106 mile-an-hour ninth percentile, an average exit velocity of 91, and an error percentage of 62%. And, you know, his bat speed allows him to get to the pull side. He's got a pull rate near 50%. Duno really just has this power stroke, and he's showing improved contact, too. I think that's the most important thing. The approach has long been good, and the biggest question about Duno was his ability to make contact. I mean, we're looking at chase rate around, like, 15% this year, so stellar chase rate. But the questions were, like, will he make enough contact? And really, I didn't know, because the first couple of months, even this year, the numbers weren't good. But look at the trend. Overall contact rate sits at 70% right now. In July, it was 77%, so a really big jump from the 60% range he was in early in the year. And then since the All-Star break, he's up to 80% contact. He's got a great eye, as I mentioned. He knows his pitches well. Like, he does pretty much everything that you want to see. Duno is legit, and he's continuing to rise up my rankings. He's one of the best, like, hitting catcher prospects in the game. So, like, if you're taking out the catching skill, and he may move off position, but you look at the hitting ability, and Duno's just a dog. He may be one of the best hitting catchers in the minors. So, Alfredo Duno, certainly a name to know. Let's take a quick break. We got some pitchers to talk about on the other side. There was a lot of good performances. Some lesser-known names, some former top prospects, and a near 28-year-old that's reinvented himself. We'll be right back.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Wayday starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
All right, who is this Griff McGarry that we're seeing now? McGarry is reinvented his game in some ways, and whether it's legit or not, I'm not sure, but McGarry has been incredible the last two starts. I've written about him two straight weeks, and he was the feature pitcher in today's article that I'll link in the show notes. Dude, he is just, like, doing his thing. Like, this is a guy that's always struggled with command. He struggled with walks. Like, there was questions like, you know, could McGarry, like, even make it in the majors as a reliever? But dude, like, he, over the last two starts, has been incredible. 20 whiffs last night with 12 strikeouts and one walk, just two hits allowed. And last week, he had no walks and 11 strikeouts. So 23 strikeouts to one walk over the last two starts. That's very not McGarry-esque. Like, we're used to somebody that sprays the ball a lot, but you're seeing the full arsenal here, and it's good. There's never been any denying the stuff for Griff McGarry and what he brings to the table. You know, a fastball, it works like mid-90s consistently. It's got some pretty good traits, like good IVB, gets good horizontal on it as well. And, you know, you look, he can kind of mix a four-seam and a sinker. That slider, nasty to the back foot of a lefty. Like, those, that's really encouraging to see. He'll drop in a low 80s curveball. There's the fastball that's running, classifies a sinker. But some of these pitches, man, McGarry obviously just carving up to have these whiffs and the strikeouts that he's having. I mean, it looks the part. The curveball, low 80s, really solid traits. You know, just the issue of throwing strikes. And he's landing those pitches for strikes now and doing everything that you need to see. Over the last two starts, we're looking at a 66% strike rate. I mean, that's not McGarry-esque at all, but hey, we'll take it. And it looks really, really good. So I'm curious if this trend can continue. Like, was there something that changed recently? Something that need to ask him. Somebody needs to ask him. I'll see if I can reach out to him. But if not, you know, I would like to know, like, was there something that he changed? Because this is just very interesting to see. But Griff McGarry of the Philadelphia Phillies looks the part for sure. Kind of the opposite type of pitcher up next is Ishan Henderson. Now, if you look at it, it's not spelled this way at all. He's actually spelled I-X-A-N, but the correct pronunciation is Ishan, like Ishan. So it's I-X-A-N, Henderson, like normal Henderson, left-handed pitcher in the Cardinals organization. Now, this is a guy that dominated statistically last year. I mean, 104 innings last year, 2.34 ERA. That's phenomenal in between single and high A. I saw him pitch in the AFL, and like, it was just one of those things, like, I don't know, he was fine. Like, he was like a good kind of command guy. He was sitting low 90s. Well, this year the fastball's ticked up, and Henderson's sitting like 93, touching 97. I mean, the traits are pretty generic on it, but it's playing a lot better just given that we've, you know, seen velocity increase. And we know, like, just statistics show that the more velocity you have, the harder you are to hit. Like, batted ball results just, you know, aren't there against harder pitches. And 93 is not hard by any means, but it allows the rest of the arsenal to play up, which I think is fantastic. So, you know, you look at the sweeper, low 80s, really tough look. He'll give it to lefties and righties, which is good. He's comfortable throwing it to both handed guys. He'll throw a split changeup that has some late drop to it. Really good depth there. More depth than it you get horizontal, but it's a really solid pitch. And he's now throwing it like a upper 80s cutter. It's kind of a bridge pitch from the sweeper to the fastball. There's times where he'll drop in a mid to upper 70s curveball. So you got a complete arsenal of pitches for Henderson. Now, it's not a flashy profile. He does look like an MLB starter to me, though. And like, that means I've ranked him a little low. So like, I think that's important to think about is like, this kid could be an SP5 and a really solid like SP5 type. So not like a super arm or anything like that, but a solid starter. But next guy, Forrest Whitley. This is stories insane. I mean, Whitley was the top pitching prospect in the game for a while. Never panned out. He was DFA'd earlier this year by the Astros in early June. The Rays pick him up. They throw him in the bullpen. He allowed 10 runs in 4 2/3, and the Rays DFA'd him. So the Rays DFA him, and he goes down to AAA. No one claimed him, which just speaks volume, and suddenly he looks like a viable arm. And Forrest Whitley is doing his thing. Over the last four starts, 22 innings pitched, 3 total earned runs with 25 strikeouts and a 68% strike rate. What's changed? Well, I think a lot of it just comes down to this cutter for Forrest Whitley, and he's relying on the cutter like pretty often. So it's four seam cutter. He's doing a two seam, he's doing a changeup and a curveball. So you see, these pitches are pretty quick. These were cut up from the Durham Bulls, but you know, he's able to miss bats like efficiently with the fastball. There's some pretty good traits on those pitches. Hitters are kind of consistently fooled on what Whitley's bringing to the table. And you see that last one. He's just amped up, man. You got to imagine, like, at 28 years, almost 28 years old, like, you got to think your career is just almost over. And to reinvent himself like this is just awesome to see. So Yeah, Whitley's finding success with his cutter in the 89 mile an hour range, just 4 inches of horizontal, 6 to 7 inches of IVB. I think it plays pretty well off this four seam fastball. Fastball doesn't have like standout traits, but it's 95, 96, touching 95, or close to, or touching 99, excuse me. You know, you look at the traits on it, it's fine. He'll throw a dead zone sinker, but he locates it well, gets good run on it. He's even missing some bats with it. And then the mid-80s changeup, you saw a couple of those where it just had really good fade. He's got a nice two-plane curveball as well. So to me, it's been really encouraging to watch Forrest Whitley reinvent his game. Is he a viable starting pitcher? I don't know. I think the Rays give him a shot. I mean, look what he's done. They've kind of worked through something. The Rays are really good at this. He's going to get a chance probably at some point this year to start in a Rays uniform. And we'll see what they can make of him. You know, they've made Joe Boyle good. They just do things with arms that have their way. So it'll be fun to see what Forrest Whitley can do. But that's a fun story to follow, and he's been really, really good. So it's going to do it for today's show. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We'll be back to talk more prospects with you. But until then, everybody have a great day.